Well, a federal government spokesperson today confirmed rumours that US President Donald Trump had called Prime Minister Scott Morrison and asked him to assist an investigation designed to discredit the Mueller probe. Andrew Herlinger spoke with David Smith.
So what's going on here is that Australia did play quite an important role in the investigation that triggered the Mueller probe in the first place. Alexander Downer raised the alarm about George Papadopoulos, who was a member of the Trump campaign's foreign policy team, and according to Downer, told him that the Russians had damaging information on Hillary Clinton. And so when Downer saw that WikiLeaks had actually posted stolen emails from the Democratic National Convention, that was when he cabled back to Canberra. And so it was actually Australian intelligence agencies that alerted the FBI. What Trump apparently asked Morrison about was for cooperation with an investigation being conducted by his Attorney General, William Barr, into the origins of the Mueller investigation. William Barr has been quite a bad faith actor, and it seems likely that this investigation is designed to continue to stir up conspiracy theories about what actually led to the Mueller investigation. There are all kinds of conspiracy theories, implausible as it may seem, about Alexander Downer. So George Papadopoulos alleges in his book, which is called Deep State Target, that Downer is at the center of an international spy ring with connections to numerous worldwide intelligence agencies who was actively working to get Hillary Clinton re-elected. This is pretty absurd to anyone who's actually familiar with Downer as a public figure in Australia, but this is quite a popular conspiracy theory in Trump circles. So this is the likely reason why Trump actually made this request to Scott Morrison.
What reasons would Scott Morrison have for assisting Trump?
Well, we don't really know anything at the moment about what kind of assistance Australia actually offered, whether there was anything specific that was actually mentioned by Trump. If it was just a case of Trump saying, I want our Attorney General to talk to you about this investigation into the origins of the Mueller report, and it would be great if you could help, then there's really nothing improper about Australia agreeing to help with an investigation into something in which Australia did actually play a pretty serious role. Although, as I said, I don't think that William Barr is a good faith actor. I think however Trump presented this, the whole purpose of this is to try to stir up conspiracy theories. Unlike the Ukraine phone call, there are two key differences. First of all, there hasn't been any suggestions so far that there was any quid pro quo offering for Morrison to offer assistance, although we won't know anything until the transcript is released. But the second thing is that Trump was asking for cooperation with his Attorney General, William Barr. In the phone call with Ukraine, he was asking for cooperation with his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, which is really something quite different when it comes to ethics, because that's not just one government talking to another. That's Trump actually talking as a private actor. So, you know, we'll have to wait to see if the transcript comes out, exactly what actually transpired in this phone call. But there's nothing particularly abnormal about it.
The Mueller probe was inconclusive on whether Trump had committed any crimes in the investigation. Why then is Trump still obsessed with it?
So Trump still, despite claiming that the Mueller probe exonerated him, he still sees it as a blow against his self-image, and he tends to hold on to grudges for a very long time, and he's deeply committed to the idea that the establishment is out to get him. I think he really does believe in these conspiracy theories about there being an international network of people out to get him.
So could Trump's phone call have ramifications for Trump's future as US president.
The Democrats have said that they want this to be a fairly narrowly focused impeachment investigation on the Ukraine issue. In other words, they don't actually want to revisit the Russia issue. It is notable that the transcript of the phone call with Morrison was held in the same kind of secure environment as the transcript of the phone call with the Ukrainian president, which might indicate that White House officials thought it wasn't entirely above board. But really, unless House Democrats actually decide that the impeachment inquiry or some other House inquiry needs to include this phone call as well, it's unlikely that we're going to find out what the contents of it actually were.
Dr. David Smith, Senior Lecturer in American Politics and Foreign Policy at the University of Sydney and the US Studies Centre, speaking with Andrew Herlinger.